FCC permits Starlink to be used on moving cars, boats, and planes by Michael Kahn on June 30th in PC Magazine. The FCC clears SpaceX's application to operate Starlink on moving vehicles despite interference complaints from rival companies. The FCC has approved SpaceX's application to operate Starlink on moving vehicles, including cars, boats, and planes. The U.S. regulator made the decision today despite objections from companies like Dish Network that fear the roving Starlink access will cause interference problems with their own services. The FCC pointed to the public benefits, authorizing a new class of terminals for SpaceX's satellite system will expand the range of broadband capabilities to meet the growing user demands that now require connectivity while on the move, whether driving an RV across the country, moving a freighter from Europe to a U.S. port, or while on domestic or an international flight, wrote FCC International Bureau Chief Thomas Sullivan in the filing. CNBC was first to report the news. The regulator also dismissed concern about the Starlink dishes causing moving interference as speculative or resulting in minimal impact. However, the FCC is imposing conditions on the decision. SpaceX must accept any interference received from both current and future services authorized in the band, even if such interference causes undesirable operations, Sullivan wrote. In addition, the company must avoid causing harmful interference when operating Starlink dishes in motion. As a result, SpaceX will need to disclose to customers that using Starlink on moving vehicles may encounter interference problems, which could degrade the experience. Thursday's decision opens the door for SpaceX to expand Starlink to the auto, airline, and maritime sectors as a method to deliver high-speed broadband. The company has already announced deals to bring the satellite internet service to Hawaiian Airlines and jet service provider JSX. Royal Caribbean is also installing Starlink dishes on the company's cruise liners. SpaceX did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Currently, the company prohibits using Starlink in moving vehicles, but some consumers have done so anyway.